Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's Managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up.
This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay.
Hey, yeah. Be quiet, hoser. Church is all the way out in Utah, eh?
Look-a-coo-coo, look-a-coo!
Hey, what happened to Minnesota?
Look-a-coo-coo-coo!
He moved!
Okay. Good day and welcome to our single. I'm Bob McKenzie, and this is my brother Doug. How's it going, eh?
How is it going now that you finally got all your furniture, Church?
Well, it's still like a huge labor because there's a million boxes and I'm assembling TVs and doing all the stuff, Zabe. So
you're not fully out process of all the boxes. Well, that's okay.
No,
we didn't expect you to be this soon.
You can't do it that fast. Nobody could. It's just, it just takes time. And But here's the thing. It's starting to feel like home, Zabe.
I'm waking up in the morning
and I'm not like, where am I? And I'm looking around and it looks like my stuff in my place. So it's starting to feel like home.
And you've already been to Vegas already for a way too early fantasy draft. What are you doing?
So my good friend Scott Fish started the world's biggest fantasy charity called the Scott Fish Bowl, and they do it in different cities every weekend. And Vegas was the first one. We were out at Stadium Swim at Circa, Zabe.
Oh, perfect.
And drafting with 50 people, which doesn't sound like a ton, but there's a lot of people who do this drafting online.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's not bad.
50
is a lot of live
people in one place. Were you drafting nipples deep in the pool?
Well, I was going into the pool regularly, yes, but I did not actually make a pick from the pool. And here's why, and you tell me if I'm wrong. I'm still scared to bring my phone into the pool.
Oh, Charge. Bless your heart, Charge. Don't you know about IP ratings?
No.
A man of tech and nerdery should know about IP ratings.
If IP stands for in the pool, then that makes sense to me, and you know, I want to learn more.
It's funny because it could stand for in the pool. That'd be ITP rating, but yes. IP rating is for ingress protection, and okay. There is a scale that uses two digits where the highest ingress protection for your electronic device would be IP68.
Okay.
The first number is ingress protection from solids, so dust and particulates.
Oh,
from 0 to 6, 0 is not protected, 6 is dust proof. And the second number is for protection against water. 0 being not protected, then it goes all the way up to protected against continuous immersion following manufacturer-defined terms. Most Ooh. Phones, and I think most iPhones now, the current version, is at least IP67. So you're damn near ironclad. But I remember those days in which you had this nerve-wracking sense of, oh, shit, my phone is near the water. Oh, shit, don't go close. This could be fatal. One false step.
No, exactly. And I'm still of that era. And I remember when some company like 10 years ago came out with like some kind of spray that they did on the inside of their phone. They disassembled an iPhone. They sprayed the guts with whatever their stuff was. And they reassembled their iPhone and they put it in water and pulled it right back out. And it worked. And I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe that's a thing. And now I assume it's just standard on phones today.
It is very standard. Now, in fact, the iPhone 15, which I think is the current version, or are we on the 16 now?
16 now.
And well, the IP15 has an IP68, so it's the highest rated anyway.
Geez.
But yeah, it's a new world out there. I remember those days of, oh, shit. And you wouldn't have protection for your phone. You'd be out several hundred dollars back in the day.
Thousand? Yeah, replacing. Yeah, it's $1,000. So now here's the other thing that I can't do in the pool, but apparently other people can do.
Urinate?
I can't do that either. And by the way, you know what? This is so dumb. Here's my story on that. Scuba divers, of course, just pee in the ocean, right? You're just like the fish, and just like everybody else,
you get into your wetsuit. Yeah,
right. In the way, I could never do it, Zay. I'm in one dive. We went out in the morning. Got the wetsuit on, of course. And we go out, and we're out like four hours. We're on a long trip back, and I am dying. Cannot go in my wetsuit. I've never been in more bladder pain than that moment. But it's because I could not wet my wetsuit, and I don't know what that means about me.
That is very fascinating. When did you go scuba diving? I'm curious.
I was an avid diver about 10 years ago, for about five years. Yeah. So I did some legit dives. I did a sizable wreck dive. I got as deep as about 120 feet was the deepest that I think nice. I ever went. I scuba'd with sharks one
That's
time.
That's amazing. That's yeah. so cool. It, so it is, where in the world?
Almost all in the Caribbean.
Okay.
Not Minnesota, because scuba, we got a lot of lakes, but there's nothing interesting happening in these brown, murky lakes that's worth seeing.
Well, it's also freezing as hell most of the year. You're talking about dry suit diving in those type of lakes, but there are some sickos that love diving so much, they get certified for the cold weather, cold water, dry suit diving, which is nuts.
And by the way, great money in it if you do it commercially.
Yes.
Like, yep.
To inspect oil rigs and other type things. Very dangerous, though, as well. You got to know what you're doing.
Absolutely. Underwater welders make great money. There's a lot of money to be made in that if you want it. Here's what I can't do in a pool, say. Peeing aside.
Urinate.
Which I would not do.
Bring your phone. Make fantasy draft picks. What else?
And apparently other people can. Eat a sandwich. I got all these people around me. They're ordering sandwich. They're eating the sandwich in the pool. I'm like, what are you doing, man? There's crumbs going in the pool. There's parts of the sandwich going in the pool. They're brushing off the they're brushing the crumbs out of their beard.
Oh, that's savagery right there. You can't let food particles get into the pool. Even a giant pool like Stadium Swim, which also has gonorrhea, syphilis, and a bunch of other Vegas-born diseases in it. You can't have chunks of lettuce and or pulled pork. I mean, come on.
Exactly. Now, in fairness, I never saw anybody eat an egg salad sandwich. Which would have been the ultimate. You can't. I mean, you. I think every listener will agree.
I don't think
you can't
I would like
eat egg
food.
Salad in a pool.
Yeah, I want my food to be fully dry, so no wetness on my fingers or anywhere close to where the food is, and I want a place to rest it between bites. Of which not the pool. The pool provides neither items.
Correct. Yeah. That's exactly correct. And that's so good. I'm glad you're with me on this, but apparently we are in the minority.
So are you retired from diving?
Well, here only for one very specific reason. Withering pain. I got, and it was always bad, but it got worse where I would dive even just 10 feet, say 10 feet. And my ears hurt so much. Yep. I got narrowest station tubes. I could not clear it like normal people can. You know, where they plug the nose
and you plug your nose.
Yep.
And then you to push out, try to push some air out.
Right.
And
it equalizes your canals. Well, that's too bad because I would have loved to have gone somewhere and done some diving with you. I'm not retired. I just haven't had the chance in years and years. But I did do some diving.
You were certified.
Yeah, got certified in California right after when I was working out there in my early 20s, went to visit my buddy from college, who I knew at UC Santa Barbara, played floor hockey with, Dave Jenkins, our goalie. He was just a great guy to hang out with. He moved to Hawaii and lived there with his girlfriend on the local side of the Kaneohe Pass, had somehow come in possession of like a 14-foot Boston Whaler that we kind of worked on and trimmed up and did minor fixes on during the day. And then we would take it out and launch it just all over Oahu from the public boat launches. And we would go do dives together. And we were doing dives like just off the coast of, you know, whatever that highway is of a public launch. And we're seeing sea turtles in 30 feet of water. And I'm like, this is crazy. We have no tour guys. We didn't pay any money for this. We're just out recreating with, you know, sea turtles. But I've done night dives where I've gone and caught spiny lobster, Pacific lobster without the claws. Yeah. Where you got to get in
did
there.
Did you eat them?
Oh, hell yeah.
You ate them. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And how talk about fresh. That had to be awesome.
Yeah. But it took a little bit of guts because you're shining a light into a crevice of some coral. And you see the little antennas, and you got to shove your hand in there and grab them suckers and pull them out and put them in a net.
That would take some guts.
But that was fun. We also went out in about 120 feet of water off the coast of Waikiki Beach in the most crystal blue, clear water ever, dropped anchor and splashed out over the edge, and were there swimming down 20, 40, 60, 80 feet. Wide open ocean, just me and Dave Jenkins, and I'm thinking any old fish of any old size could swim up right now and do whatever it wants to do. It was exhilarating. It was amazing. It was fun as hell. And when we did the deeper dive, you got to be more careful, as you know, the deeper you go. Be more meticulous about your air supply and coming up slowly so you don't get the bends. But the fact that we were so far down, and there was a science to it. There was equipment to it, you know, was so cool.
Yeah.
I love that part of it. I'm like, this is what I like. Because it's not just about seeing the fish. I mean, yes, you can see fish, but you can see fish snorkeling in Hanauma Bay in 10 feet of water or less. It's not a big deal. It's the science and the techery of scuba diving that's really cool. But I haven't done it in forever, so.
It's the closest thing we will ever experience to being on an alien planet.
It's like space exploration, yes. Because it requires elaborate systems to keep you alive. But
yes. And And anything could go wrong. I mean, you know, it.
Yes, it could.
Remarkably easy to die when you go scuba diving.
Don't say that. It's going to hurt the dive industry. I don't think it's that easy to die. I think it's easy to die if you're being dumb and reckless or intoxicated or anything else. The one thing they preached to us when I got certified was plan your dive and dive your plan. Mm-hmm. And they said, repeat. What did we just say? Plan your dive and dive your plan. Okay, good. They kept going back to that over and over because this is where people get in trouble. You plan your dive saying, okay, we got this much air. We're going down to 40 feet. We're going to go look at this wreck. Then we're going to go over here, and then we're coming up, and we're back to the boat. That's the plan.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now dive it. Don't get down there and go, oh, look, there's a turtle over there. Then swim away and then start running out of air, get lost. That's when you get in trouble. Plan your dive and dive your plan.
I had two situations. I probably did 20 dives.
Okay.
I had two situations that could have been dangerous, one involving me, one that didn't involve me. I'm on a cruise and we did the thing, you know, get off the cruise in the Bahamas or wherever. And then right. You go with a tour guide or whatever. We were parked near a shelf where there was a huge drop off. There was a Russian guy and he had a buddy, but somehow he got separated from the buddy and the buddy couldn't end up finding him.
Oh boy.
And we all get back on the boat eventually. And there's this Russian guy's unaccounted for and we don't know where he is. And it turned out he had decided he was going to go check out this shelf. And we'd been specifically told, don't go near the shelf.
Vladimir, what are you doing, Vladimir? Let me go check out shelf. Well, now, well, you've seen the movie, right? About the divers left behind by their boat and eaten by sharks. Are you aware of that movie?
There was a movie about a couple, like a man and a woman who got left behind. Is this the one you're thinking of?
Open Water. It's a couple. God. Yes. Ugh, open terrifying. Water.
Yeah. Right. You can't watch it if you ever plan on scuba diving, right?
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. Yeah. So there's things. I had one potentially bad thing where this one local decided to take me and Dave to a rocky ingress point near the blowhole on the north or on the south side of Oahu. There's a famous blowhole where the waves come in and shoots up water. But if you go around the corner to the rocky coast, there's a way to kind of slip on in there, get down below, and then scuba dive around. And I didn't know this local guy, and I had told him, I just got certified like a week ago, and so I should not have been doing this, and I was not using my own equipment. And so we get into, the water, and the first 20 feet of water is all bubbles because of the waves, right? It's all big splat, and you couldn't see anything. And as soon as I start trying to go down, my what do they call it? The inflatable vest that keeps you buoyant was too inflated.
Life jacket.
Well,
no, not life jacket. It's the, I know.
Regulator.
Exactly.
Is it the regulator? But, something like that.
No, that's the breathing apparatus. That's the breathing apparatus. What you mean.
Yeah. But it was, it needed to have some air released. So I'm like fumbling with where is that thing to release the air? And I'm not going down. The last place I want to be is bobbing at the surface, being smashed against the rocks. Can't really see anything because it's all white water and bubbles.
Oh, I bet.
Finally, I'm able to get it, deflated, and I sink to the bottom. Water clears up. That's great. And then I'm like, my vision is completely fucked. It's because in the scrum, one of my contact lenses had been washed out of my
eye. No. Oh, no.
Yes, sir. So
there's no getting that back.
So it took me a while to hook up with the two guys down there 40 feet under the water. Luckily, they stayed for me because I had to then follow them closely around the corner of the coast to where the egress point was. And before we were to go to where we could get out on the rock safely, we had to time the surge. So he's making these signals to me like, wait. And, I don't even know what the signals are. I can barely see. But then he just motions to go. So I go with him and a big surge comes in. And luckily, we come crawl up onto one of these rocks. And we're like, okay, we're safely up on the rocks. But had I tried to do it myself and mistimed it, I could have been mincemeat. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah. Right?
Exactly.
Wow.
And after that, I was like, that was fucking stupid. I just got certified. That was a highly technical dive. I don't even know this asshole. I know my buddy Dave. I gave my buddy Dave an earful afterwards. I go, what the fuck did you do that for, man? He's like, oh, I thought the guy knew what he was doing. But that's the thing. Man. Things can happen. You lose a contact lens. Your equipment's not quite right. But otherwise, I didn't have any close calls because, you know, I was pretty safe about it. But it's a fun thing to do for sure.
You know, one of the things I love most about Indeed is that it makes hiring so fast. In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. If you are overwhelmed by the hiring process or you've been struggling to get your job post seen, listen up. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. Your post jumps right to the top of the page for relevant candidates, so you reach exactly who you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, according to Indeed data. Sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this podcast will get $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the podcast by saying you heard about it right here on this pod. Indeed.com/Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's managed hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up.
All right, let's get to the... Yeah.
All right. Okay, sure. Let's move on. No, go ahead.
Okay, let's get to the good stuff. I got four bangers for you today. You also emailed me some good topics, but NFL collusion, Deontay Johnson, Aaron Rodgers on privacy, and FanDuel saying they're changing their terms of service to block syndicate plays. Okay, let's start with the NFL collusion. Pablo Torre and Mike Florio have done an amazing thing in which they dug and they dug and they dug and they forced a court to release a sealed agreement between the NFLPA and the league over basically shutting the window on the Deshaun Watson precedent of fully guaranteed deals. I'm going to play this clip. This was Torre with Mike Florio, and then we'll react.
Kyler Murray. Okay, I want to move to him now because in March of 2022, after the Deshaun Watson contract was fully guaranteed.
Can you hear that, by the way, Charge?
I can. Yes, I can.
Kyler's agent, Eric Burkhart, sent a new proposal to the Arizona Cardinals, Mike. According to the document, quote, a fully guaranteed contract was very important to both him and Mr. Murray, and Mr. Burkhart believed Mr. Murray was better and more deserving than Mr. Watson, end quote. But after the Watson contract news, and before the March 2022 owners meeting we've been talking about endlessly now, the owner of the Cardinals, Michael Bidwill, he shows up in the story because he had already texted his general manager about Kyler's contract saying, quote, we are going to load up this contract with so many incentives to earn the real money, end quote. And in July of 2022, after the Cardinals did exactly that, a brief but unforgettable private text exchange between Michael Bidwill and the owner of the Los Angeles Chargers, Dean Spanos, took place, according to the document. And Mike, I would just like us to read this exchange together. Let's do a table read of this, Florio, because I need you to play the role of Chargers owner Dean Spanos, and I'll be Cardinals owner Michael Bidwill, if you please.
Congratulations on signing Murray.
Thanks, Dino. These QB deals are expensive, but we limited the fully guaranteed money and have some pretty good language. Thankfully, we have a QB that's worth paying.
Your deal helps us for our quarterback next year.
I think many teams will be happy with it once they have a chance to review. Cleveland really screwed things up, but I was resolved to keep the guaranteed relatively, quote, low, unquote. End scene.
Wow.
Wow. Don't put it in writing. That's the lesson here. Don't put it in a text message.
But what's crazy about this whole story is that not only did the NFLPA have an internal league memo that says, hey, watch out for these guaranteed deals now that dumb Cleveland has given Deshaun Watson a massive deal that's guaranteed. So you have the premeditation to collusion in that memo. You have a smoking gun in this exchange that is the smokingest of smoking gun I've ever seen. You have the collusion in practice by way of the Lamar Jackson situation because of how few teams even bothered to try to get him in a trade when the Ravens were going to supposedly consider trades for him. And despite all of this, this dipshit judge says, well, the NFL has a point because they said, you know, Lamar Jackson plays a particular style and it doesn't fit everybody. They said Lamar Jackson gets hurt a lot. Well, fucking everybody does. Well, Lamar Jackson is his own agent, so it makes it a bit difficult to deal with him. All the bullshit reasons that should have been ignored by a judge with a brain, the judge just goes, yeah, the NFL probably colluded, but there was no actual damages, so we're just going to call it a tie. And for some reason, charge the NFLPA agreed.
Why did they go along with this?
Agreed to seal it in cement.
Unbelievable. Well, apparently not great deep cement, enough, right? If we've, not deep enough because they've chiseled it out. I'm not surprised that there was collusion. Everybody knew that contract was ridiculous, even at the time.
Right.
I mean, everybody did. 99 out of 100 did not understand why Cleveland would have done this, and there has been an assumption of collusion because nobody else got that deal. You know, how come other great quarterbacks in the 3 years since then haven't gotten that level of guarantee?
Not a one.
Not one. And Deshaun Watson did. So it was clear that the owners had formulated a plan to make that contract an outlier. And to their credit, that was probably the right thing for them to do. But now the world knows about it.
Right.
And the lawsuits that could be coming, Zabe,
could be
staggering.
Apparently a number of players are exploring their options. If I'm an NFL player, I would be screaming bloody murder. The new NFLPA boss is this guy, Lloyd Howell. Haven't heard much from him because they've been in, you know, labor peace for the most part for a while now. So
yeah,
DeMora Smith
God.
Is out. But I would get on the phone and I would scream at him. I'm like, what the fuck good are you? Like, baseball players shut baseball down for over a year, killed the World Series in cold blood because they knew they had to do it to get what they wanted, which was uncontrolled free agency, no salary cap, and all that stuff that makes them really, really rich. What are we fucking doing here? You can't let these guys collude. And then when they get an incredible break from the judge, agree to bury it.
That is the most amazing part of the whole thing. See, NFLPA gains nothing by that I can tell. Now, all that said, Zabe, I am on the owner's side fundamentally because
you're an entrepreneur, you're a businessman. you're management. You're not talent.
Maybe that's the case. But here's A, the Deshaun Watson contract is bad for football. It's bad for the Browns.
Fans. What
the
do you mean?
The only person it's good for is Deshaun Watson.
How can you say it's bad for football?
Because
that's an opinion, football, not a fact.
That everything I say is basically an opinion. I don't even know what facts are, Zay, but you know that.
Okay.
Here's why it's bad for football. You are putting an extraordinary amount of money and faith into one person, and if that person turns out to be a Deshaun Watson, now you have sunk your team. You've damaged your team. You know, the Browns have been bad for 2 years in no small part because they're paying Deshaun Watson all that money.
Right, but if a team with a quarterback with a much better reputation, who's a much better quarterback than Deshaun Watson, which there's only like 31 of those guys out there. if they said, look, we want to give you a fully guaranteed deal. It's for a huge pile of money. But guess what? Once we sign it, we're not cracking it open. You will get every penny of 400, 500, 600 million, but that's it. Don't come to us and cry poor when the price of quarterbacking goes up.
Yeah, but they still will. But they still will demand to renegotiate.
But if one team wants to do that with their particular guy, there's nothing that says that's, quote, bad for football. It's one team's choice.
Who's going to pay that contract?
It's not bad for fans if you give the money to the right guy who fulfills every penny of that contract.
Yeah, how often does that happen? Whoa. How many times in the NBA have we seen a player get traded for their expiring contract?
Oh, it's bad.
Right? It's terrible, right? They're throwing in all these terrible contracts to unload players. That may end up being part of the NFL. If players have guaranteed contracts, right, they'll be like, God, we're just getting rid of this dude and get rid of his contract.
Good or bad for football or any other opinion, the basic dance of labor and management in sports is that it's supposed to be adversarial. The owners have billions with a B. The players have millions in a finite window to earn it, and they should be fighting for everything they can get. And instead, you've got the NFLPA, which should be a pit bull that's rabid. They're like a dog that can be bought off with a simple treat. Like, come here, Fluffy. Here's a bone. And then the dog just lies down on the couch.
It happens. I mean, part of that's human nature, right? This is your transition point to Deontay Johnson, by the way, if you hadn't picked up on this.
Right.
Some players are going to get paid and be lazy because they got paid. And that, you know, that already happens in all sports to some degree. It would, you know, in the NFL, where you are getting beat down mercilessly, risking significant life-changing injury every single time you go on the field in a way that every other sport does not have. Well, hockey's got some of that, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's a different mindset. And I can see some guys who get paid and they're just like, Why am I out here risking ever walking normally again? F that. I'm just going to take my money. Some players are going to do that.
Deontay Johnson is a wide receiver for those out there casual fans. He is currently on the Browns, apparently. He was drafted by Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. He has been on Pittsburgh, Carolina, Baltimore, and Houston for one game last year.
But
he was on the team in Baltimore in 2024. And here he is on a podcast explaining how he ended up getting suspended by the Ravens for refusing to go into a game.
One game, I told him I wasn't going in. I wasn't getting into, like, no run plays, no, like, passing plays, no nothing.
Wasn't it cold?
You said it was cold. So I'm on the sideline.
It was 41 degrees.
Standing there. Like,
oh, jeez.
Going to the heater back and forth, like, going into the fourth or whatever. They're like, Tay, we need you. I'm like, nah, I don't think it's – to me, I'm thinking, like, I don't think it's a good idea for me. Like,
Tay, we need you. Nah, I don't think so.
Because, like, I was thinking about, like, my legs. I'm already – I don't want to go out there and put bad stuff on film.
Right, right.
Yeah, I don't want to put bad stuff on film. I'm just going to put out there that I'm not willing to do what the team asked me to do to win a game.
It's not like I didn't want to go in the game, but
Oh, but it sounds like you did not want to go into the game.
You got to think, like, leading up to this point, I done been through so much. And I told him I wasn't going in. I was like, I understand what you're saying, like, but I'm not going to go in. So I just sat on the bench. And then that's when they suspended me.
Well, yeah, because they were paying you to do your job and you refused to do it.
It was too cold. My legs were cold. What's funny is that I'm watching him in this clip from this podcast. I want to give a credit to the podcast that he was on, but it doesn't really say which one it is. Memo to all you podcasters out there, you get good content like this, make sure to put a logo that can be readable right there on your clip so that no matter where it gets shared, people can credit that. But, I mean, he explains it as if, hey, man, there's a good reason why it happened. Like, don't be mad at me. And normal people are going, no, these are shit reasons. You're a dipwad. Yes.
Did anybody actually call him a dipwad in that in this podcast?
But
man, that would have been good.
But they should. You know, he had 107 catches for Pittsburgh in 2021. 107 catches and 8 touchdowns.
Yeah. Now, the next year, he got 86 receptions.
Yes.
0 touchdowns.
That's right.
Murdered fantasy players, right? So he comes off this 1,100-yard, 86
over
season. Zero touchdowns. How do you do that?
Did you pull that stat out of your head?
No. I remembered he had the 0 touchdowns.
So you're looking
season,
at his Pro Football Reference page as well. Okay, yeah. Exactly. 86 over 0. Wow, I did not know that. Yeah, I remember people bitching about Diontae Johnson. I didn't own him, so he was kind of like non-existent to me. But holy shit.
Yes. He'll never play again.
Well, he's supposedly on the Browns.
Well, I know, but that doesn't mean he'll play again. I don't think he'll survive training
I'm looking at
what if training camp's warm?
I'm sure it will be. It's not like I didn't want to go into practice. It was really hot. And, you know, my legs were so hot. And I finna wasn't going in. So I'm like, coach, why don't we wait till it cools down, like September? Next thing you know, I'm suspended. Oh, God. Good times. Now, while we're on Pittsburgh, Aaron Rodgers went on McAfee. And there's two big things I want to play for you, two big bites. The first one about this being his last year. The next one about his privacy and his mythical wife, who he swears exists, but nobody's seen a photo, video, anything of Brittany with an eye. First, here was, I think, Tone Diggs asking about, is this your last year?
You also just kind of taking it week by week, seeing how your body's feeling and seeing how the mind feels as you go throughout the season.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is it. You know, that's why we just did a one-year deal. Steelers didn't need to, you know, put any extra years on that or anything. So, you know, this was really about finishing with a lot of love and fun and peace for the career that I've had. I mean,
love and fun and peace for the career I've had.
Yes. What? No mention of winning, for example. How about a Super Bowl? How about the playoffs?
The selfishness of that statement in a cutthroat league in which there are many other players who will have careers that extend far beyond this last summer of fun or fall of fun, love, and peace for Rodgers is incredible. And the Steelers of all franchises, a franchise I used to hold in high regard as they don't put up with bullshit in Pittsburgh, is allowing this sideshow for
didn't
a year.
Need to, you know, put any extra years on that or anything. So, you know, this was really about finishing with a lot of love and fun and peace for the career that I've had. I mean, I played 20 freaking years. You know, like, it's been a long run, and I've enjoyed it. And what better place to finish than in one of the cornerstone franchises of the NFL with Mike Tomlin and a great group of leadership and great guys in the city that, you know, expects you to win.
Jesus. What a narcissist.
Yeah, it's a bad look for sure. And for the Steelers, you know, they must know some of this or had some inkling of some of this. You know, this thing dragged itself out for so long, Zabe. And it's only because they've been stuck with Kenny Pickett,
right, in Mason Rudolph and Russell Wilson, that they had a level of desperation so great that they wanted to take on this farewell tour.
Right.
Right. Because that's how he makes it sound. Like this is all about him and his farewell tour in his 20th season, as he was nice enough to remind us, for Aaron Rodgers.
Man, I played a long time. Oh, sorry. Sorry for your long career. Like, why is that my problem or issue?
Right.
And you showed up late because you said you had friends who are, quote, dealing with things. And now this whole wife mystery is going to be an ongoing sideshow, because the more you hide it, Rodgers, the harder the paparazzi and the tabloids are going to dig. Here was McAfee and his boys tiptoeing up to the whole issue.
If we miss the wedding, if there's a reception, we would like to be on the list.
Please.
Right?
Yep. Please.
We would like to be on the list. If there is a reception.
Stop groveling, you're men.
A celebration that happens or takes place, we would like to be on the list. And also, we contribute if there was any contributions needed in any particular fashion.
Buy a vacuum.
Exactly.
Registry. I can hit it.
Yeah, we can do whatever. Yeah. We can do whatever.
Cutting board.
Yeah. AJ Hawk will do a hot five, do a stand up.
Yeah. Yep.
We can get him. We can negotiate that with AJ to get him to do that. That'll be good. So if there's,
it's a sick society, isn't it? It's a sick society. I lived in a public eye for.
He starts in right with that instead of saying, "Hey, thanks a lot, man." But you know, we had a private ceremony, me and my wife, Brittany, and we're very happy and in love. So yeah, we didn't need the cutting boards or any of the stuff because we just wanted to be together. No. He starts in with, "How dare people ask that I'm married? We're a sick society."
20 years I had public relationship. How did that work out?
That doesn't mean don't ever try it again just because it didn't work out in the past.
You know, I had people leaking my home information and making up stories that we bought a house together. I had people calling.
Oh, horror.
Oh, boo hoo.
Posting personal life on the internet.
And now, you're a public figure.
Didn't want any of that. Didn't like any of that. And now I'm with somebody who's private, who doesn't want to be in the public eye. Didn't sign up to be a celebrity, doesn't want to be a part of it. And because I do things.
So maybe wait one more year to get married?
Then? Married, yeah. Wait till you're not an active player.
Then you can, quote, disappear as you claim you will. I'm going to continue, though.
In private, because I want my personal life to be private. Now I'm somehow, like, now I'm weird, and now the paparazzi is stalking me on the beach.
Yeah, they're doing what they do. Don't, as they say about being a farmer, don't yell at the crops. The crops are going to grow the way they're going to grow based on the weather.
I think it's a picture of her stalking me at the workout. What is the entitlement to information that we're living in society these days where that's like a norm? It's a norm to like be able to have athletes' addresses. They posted something that I, you know, about a house I bought in Pittsburgh.
Bro, there were several NFL players who had their houses burglarized by South American gangs. Your address being posted is not the worst thing that's happened this year alone.
Here's the inside of it, and here's where it is. What happened to common decency about security and a personal life that we now have to dive into your details of where you live and what you're doing and who you're with and who your wife is and if you even have a wife and if you're doing some sort of attention-grabbing thing? Because my wife is a private person, doesn't have social media, hasn't been a public person, doesn't want to be a public person.
But does she have any social media accounts? Does she have any friends? How is that no one out there at all, no friend of a friend of a friend, has talked to the New York Post or to the Inquirer or to anybody to go, this is who she is. She's a former server at a beach top bar in Malibu, and she has been working in real estate. And she met Rodgers, like the normal things to prove that like she exists.
Now that's somehow, that's a weird thing. And where are we at in society where that's like the norm now? That just because I'm not selling wedding photos to the magazines or leaking personal information or making a loving post on Instagram. And look, you want to do that? That's fine. That's your own prerogative. I don't care.
By the way, I think you posed in Disney garb when you were engaged to Shailene Woodley. So you once did that.
Did he really?
Stuff. Yeah, look it up right now if you got a free finger or two. He went to Disney with Shailene, and they were wearing like Disney gear, like adult Disney nerds.
That's just not what I want to do. I don't want to be a part of anything. I told you, when this is all done, I'm out.
Oh, really? Says the guy who's currently on a podcast That's the number one podcast on ESPN and happily taking $1 million a year from McAfee to do so. Oh, really? You're telling me the guy that also authorized a three-part Netflix series about you and your ayahuasca retreat? You can't wait. You can't wait to leave and you won't see me. You're talking about the same guy that tried to be the host of a game show while he was still playing Jeopardy. After this, you're gone, huh? Can't wait, huh?
And I told you, when this is all done, I'm out. You won't see me. And I know that I've chosen to be in the public eye for one more season. So my private life is staying private. And any other ridiculous story that's out there about my family that I don't talk to, you know, they wouldn't know any information about me. Like, leave them alone. Like, and you want to keep stalking me on the beach and getting photos of me and Apollo? Go for it.
Apollo?
I don't give a shit.
It's Apollo his dog?
Apollo's his dog. Go for it. I don't give a shit. But then he's, on the other hand, saying how sick we are as a society. What happened to common decency? Well, what is it? The paparazzi are just doing what they do in the ecosystem, okay? They are doing their job to get photos of public people in public spaces. It's all that they do. It's all that they've done. Now, I would say that interfering with you getting in your car or driving somewhere or invading private property, yes, that's over the line. But out on the beach, yeah, they're going to catch you with a long lens. That's how they make their money. There's a market for it. Sorry, it is what it is. So he's saying that he's got a woman that is willing to A, never go to a restaurant in her life, B, not go to a concert ever, C, not enjoy the beachfront of their Malibu home that has the shitty cell phone reception, as Brian Gutekunst found out, or or D, basically be photographed anywhere going to any social event. What woman would sign up for that? Or E, watch him play in the Super Bowl if he catches a heater this year and stays healthy.
All right, now, Shailene Woodley was not an actress or a notable person, correct?
No, she was. She was an actress. She was in some movie. She was I call her a B-level actress, maybe C.
Okay.
But yeah.
All right, so if you were to propose to, and we don't know who this person is, so we think she's a non-celebrity, Brittany, his wife, correct?
Yes.
We assume she's a non-celebrity. She's a non-public figure. If you asked 100 non-celebrity women, are you willing to marry an attractive multimillionaire athlete who is going to, and you need to stay low for 9 months. And then after that, we're going to go off to Thailand where nobody knows us. And we're going to live in luxury for the rest of our lives together. Would you take that deal? And I think most people and most women would take that deal.
I guess, but I think this is more, now there's a real question of what happens first.
I might take that deal, by the way.
Okay.
Just as a side note.
I also sent you the photos and video Rodgers did with Shailene Woodley. That's on the Disney Parks YouTube page.
Mm-hmm.
That was in the emergent post-pandemic where Rodgers, the noted anti-vaxxer, is wearing a mask just to do an interview on camera. What a fucking coward he is, talking big and then, oh, Disney, you wanted me to do this? Okay, sure. I'll wear a mask for you. I'll mask up for you. But yeah, there's the photos, Charge. So he's clearly done a twist on this. Now, I think there's a big legitimate question is what comes first? A photo of Britney with an eye or the news of her tragic death in a hang gliding accident at some faraway place where nobody saw it, and that is that. Because, Charge, that would then wrap up the whole episode very neatly, wouldn't it? Like, it's a race. It's a race. And when I say she's going to die, I mean the notion of her will die.
I did not understand that at first. Okay.
Yeah, no. Because if she exists, they'll get a picture of her eventually. They'll get a tip as to who she is. They'll find her social media breadcrumbs. You know that, right?
We said this last week. We said it last week, and they haven't done it yet. And you know everybody's trying. TMZ's trying.
Okay. The fact they haven't got it yet tells me I don't think she exists.
Oh, Zabe, that would be... That would be one of the all-time great cons. All-timers.
It would be in line with his whole, I've been immunized, and then not say vaccinated and dupe or hard count the media. Because he has never said he's married. He didn't say it when the media talked to him in Pittsburgh at the mandatory minicamp. Never said the married word. People have picked up on that.
He's never said wife?
He did say wife here. But all still.
Right, that's... I don't know. Now, nobody can find a legal record. I think marriage records are public records.
That is also true.
Nobody can find a public record.
That is also true. Yes.
So maybe you're onto something. Maybe she's a wife in name only by some agreement that they've made that doesn't match anything that we understand today to mean wife and husband.
All right. We'll save the leftovers for next time. Thank you, as always, for your time, brother. And good luck on the rest of the boxes. We'll see you.
Bye-bye.
There you go. Will you? Take off, eh? Take off.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet though is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code Zabe. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code Zabe to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid.
with mybookie.ag.